To start off our show, a coalition of labor and civil rights groups calling itself Raise Michigan has announced its intention to form a ballot campaign committee. It's a procedural step that could lead to a statewide vote this November on raising the minimum wage, which in Michigan is currently $7.40 an hour. Frank Houston's the director of the Restaurant Opportunities Center of Michigan, which is part of the coalition, and he joins us by phone to tell us more. Welcome to Current State, Frank.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
You've formed a ballot proposal committee. Next is putting the actual proposal together. You've come this far. What do you and your coalition partners have left to work out?
Well, I think we're taking, a few more days just to review potential policy that we'd want to put in for a ballot initiative. And, who knows, maybe the governor and the state legislature has a change of heart in the next couple days and do what they should have already done, which is raise minimum wage. But we expect to make a decision in a matter of days, maybe a week. And I think it's highly likely that we'll be moving forward with putting in language with the Board of Canvassers and moving forward on collecting a whole lot of signatures.
Now, Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mark Schauer has proposed getting up to $9.25 an hour. Would that be acceptable to the members of your group?
Well, I think it's in the ballpark. I mean, what we've been saying all along is that there's several good proposals out there. I think there's many in our coalition that would prefer it be closer to the president's proposal at $10.10 an hour. But I think what Congressman Schauer proposed is at least in the right direction and will be similar to, I think, whatever we finalize. Representative Rashida Tlaib also has a bill in that our coalition has openly supported, which does a $10 an hour increase. And also make sure that tipped employees are getting a raise and that if the minimum wage would be indexed to inflation. So it keeps going up each year so folks don't fall deeper into poverty just by working the same job 2 years in a row.
Now, the federal minimum wage was just raised in 2009 to $7.25 an hour, which is lower than Michigan's current rate of $7.40 an hour. Why do we need to raise it again here in Michigan?
I think it's pretty simple, actually. I mean, despite the minimum wage going up slightly the last few years, the reality is that a lot of people working full-time for minimum wage are living in poverty. Over half the people who work for minimum wage are actually, trying to support a family and adults. These aren't, high school kids, trying to just get job training and save up a little money for college. So when you look at the fact that, if you're a family of three, and there's one full-time minimum wage worker as the primary breadwinner of the family, that family is living in poverty right now. So the idea is by raising the minimum wage, even slightly, a couple bucks here we're talking about, this isn't, huge money, that does have a huge impact on families that are struggling to stay above the poverty line. And we believe that, really fair work and, deserves fair pay. And, I think the sooner we get an increase, we can have a real meaningful bottom-up impact that can help stimulate the economy and help a lot of working people.
It's worth mentioning, you mentioned it a second ago here, that hourly wages for tipped employees is even less. Explain to our listeners how that works.
Well, what Michigan has is comparable to the federal standard, which is a tipped credit system, which means that workers that do tip jobs, we know, are expected to make, above minimum wage when you factor in tips. Unfortunately, I think the enforcement of that is very lax. And even more unfortunate is the actual wage level. So federally, the tipped employee level, so what a tipped employee is guaranteed to make as their hourly rate, is only $2.13 an hour. And in Michigan, we have a whopping $2.65 pay for tipped employees. So if you're a waiter or a waitress, you're making $2.65 an hour. And although, yes, there's often days where they do better than that and they bring home enough tipped wages to go far above minimum wage, there's also days where they have a slow day and they're making $2.65 an hour and sent home early, not even making enough money to put gas in the car. So the idea here is that we at least believe that all workers should be guaranteed making at least minimum wage every time they go into work. No one should have to live, day to day wondering if they're even going to make, $7.40 an hour. Let alone higher. So we really believe it's time that we eliminate some of these loopholes in the minimum wage laws and make sure everybody is making at least minimum wage.
So ultimately, Frank, where would all of these raises come from?
I'm not quite sure I understand the question. You mean like how is it paid for? Or?
Yes. Where does the money come from to bump up the minimum wage?
Well, I think there's usually a couple. I mean, if you look at every time minimum wage goes up, just like when we passed it here in 2006 and agreed to phase in a minimum wage increase to $7.40 an hour, it's a combination of sources. You know, one is some of the costs of raising minimum wage, small business owners will pass along to consumers. You know, so maybe you pay 25 cents more for a meal at a diner. The reality, though, is that when you look at all the states that have raised minimum wage on their own, there's really no inflation that's shown from that. It's so negligible. The second is that I think, particularly for larger businesses, ones that do, you know, you're talking $10 million to $20 million or more a year in gross receipts, they'll absorb a small part of those costs. And then the reality also is that in many, many states, it's shown that when you raise minimum wage, because folks who make a little more tend to spend a little more, particularly if you're a low-wage worker, you're not, you know, jetting off out of the country on a vacation, you're spending that money back in your community. So a lot of those extra earnings actually just get recycled back in the local economy. And it's also probably worth noting that small businesses in Michigan, just like nationwide, are actually exempt from some of the minimum wage provisions to begin with. You know, if you're a real small mom-and-pop place and you do under $500,000 a year in business, you don't have to pay minimum wage now. And I don't think at this point we're talking about changing that in the law.
What about small businesses, Frank, that are on the bubble already, that for whom an increase in their expenditures would arguably put them out of business?
Well, like I said, the smallest businesses generally actually are already exempt from minimum wage law because they're so small. So, I mean, the idea of that is, you know, if you're a small restaurant with 5 to 10 employees, and you're only doing $450,000 to $500,000 a year in transactions, you don't have to pay minimum wage already. But I think there's a question about, you know, business models that rely on workers living in poverty and if that's ethical to begin with. So I'm not trying to be cold and heartless, but I think any small business owner that can't pay someone $9 to $10 an hour probably has a broken model to begin with. And I think the idea here is that, you know, we want to be building businesses in Michigan, good jobs, not just low-wage jobs. But if it's going to be a low-wage job, it can't be, you know, we wouldn't want it based off child labor practices, and we don't want it based off of people living in poverty. So once again, the smallest businesses are actually exempt. And then the ones that are, you know, a little bit above that, I think there is a question about, well, that's okay if they're on the bubble, but this is actually a way that they can have more money being spent locally at their institutions from workers. And also, I think, providing a more ethical model for how employees are compensated.
We're talking with Frank Houston, director of the Restaurant Opportunities Center of Michigan, part of a coalition that aims to get a ballot campaign, a ballot proposal on the ballot this fall to raise Michigan's minimum wage. What about entry-level work experience, Frank? If wages are raised for the lowest-level workers, won't companies be less motivated to invest money to train them?
I actually think it's quite the opposite. And there's a few things that I would reframe about how you think about training wages and entry into the workforce. Generally speaking, if you pay people a little more, they're more likely to stay at a job. So a lot of businesses, being in the restaurant industry or elsewhere, are going to retain good employees if they get that little bump up. I mean, with tipped employees, you're talking they haven't even had a nominal raise really in the last 22 years. So that little bit of an increase actually can retain employees. But aside from that, Michigan actually does have a training wage where, you know, for the first couple of months on a job, people can get, well, are actually right now paid less than minimum wage already. In addition to that, we also have different loopholes where folks who are, for instance, high school students are not required by law to be paid minimum wage. So I think there's a lot of things that Michigan legislators have structured into the law over the years to make it easier and cheaper for businesses to have these entry points for people, particularly younger people, into the workforce. But over the time, they've become these loopholes where, you know, and with things like the tip credit, where folks who've been there now 10, 20 years at a job don't get a raise. So I think that the goal here is to level that out when you talk about increasing things like not just minimum wage, but the wage for tipped employees.
Let's revisit that, because that is so interesting. I mean, at the risk of getting in the weeds here, how is that $2.13 an hour, $2.65 an hour, how is that arrived at?
I can't tell you the origin of it, but I think the political reality of it is that, this is 22 years ago, when minimum wage went up, it was a Republican president, a Democratic Congress, a lot of pressure on both sides of the political aisle to raise minimum wage, and a lot of pressure put on both sides of the partisan politics to not hurt the restaurant industry in particular. And instead of really trying to figure out a fair minimum wage level for everyone, they just said, you know what, we're just going to punt on tipped employees. And it doesn't affect just tipped employees from restaurants. It also affects folks like agricultural workers and others. So instead of actually really hashing out that debate, we punted as a nation and said, we're not going to raise wages for tipped employees and farm workers and so on. And that just continues to be the de facto way that Democrats and Republicans have resolved any disputes over when to raise minimum wage and how much and how to do it. They just always leave tipped workers behind. And that's what's so tragic. For instance, I've worked on minimum wage, campaigns like this before, and every single time, the first thing that goes off the table is giving tipped workers a raise. So that, I can't talk about the logic initially behind it, other than that they assumed that tipped employees would be making $9-$10 an hour right now without an increase. But the bottom line is it just doesn't work out for a lot of people in this state.
I guess the thing that intrigues me, Frank, is that somebody somewhere assigns a value to gratuities, and that is that becomes a part of this equation. I'm just curious who that is and how that unfolds.
Yeah, no, I can't tell you, decades ago where that came from, but I mean, like, who came up with the original idea off the top of my head. But what I can say is, for instance, if you look at our membership at Rock Michigan, we have, waiters and waitresses that make close to six figures. And then we also have, bartenders and so on, and then we also have some that don't even come close to making minimum wage every day. And the idea, I think, here is that everyone, every single worker should go into work each day and know it. For every hour they're working, they're getting at least the minimum wage. It is supposed to be the minimum. That's the name, right? So, I think that's the goal here.
Last year, during the fast food strikes, in that time frame, we did hear about some restaurant owners who are supportive of higher wages for their workers. Are they the exception, or are there more of them than the public might think?
I think there's more of them than people realize. I mean, it's funny when you talk to restaurant owners, which we, aside from doing advocacy with waiters and waitresses and bartenders and other restaurant workers, we also actually partner with businesses on a lot of workforce development for restaurant workers, providing training and support and trying to play matchmaker between potential restaurant workers and employers. So we work a lot with restaurants. And what we find is, more often than not, a lot of them are paying already well over minimum wage and are actually almost insulted by the fact when you say, oh, we need to raise minimum wage. And they're like, we're already paying $10 an hour. And, so I think a lot of actually employers are already doing that. We actually formed something called a High Road Coalition, which is a group of employers that do pay well over, minimum wage. And when you look at some of the restaurants that are getting in the news around this, I mean, some are paying $15 an hour and still have found a way to make a buck off of this, make far more than a buck. Hmm. So there are business models out there where I think if a restaurant has a good product and running well and people know that they're also responsible socially to their employees, I think there's a market there for that without question.
And Frank, one last question. When exactly do you expect to have a finished proposal?
I don't want to bind everyone in our coalition to an abstract date, but I think you're looking at within a week to 2 weeks at most here. And like I said, we are doing one last check to make sure we're ready to move forward with an initiative, because the idea here is not just to launch a petition drive, but to get something on the ballot that we will also win. This isn't an academic or a political exercise for us. This is about having real impact on so many workers that are struggling right now that go to work every day, work hard, and need a raise. So I would say within 2 weeks at the latest.
Frank Houston is the director of the Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, which is part of the Raise Michigan Coalition, a group that may seek a statewide vote this November to raise the minimum wage. Thanks for joining us, Frank.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.